From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sablesmith. A rock honoring Confederate soldiers from the Civil War is being removed from Boone County's courthouse lawn in the wake of a massacre at a black church in South Carolina. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Boone County Commission unanimously approved a plan Thursday to move the 11,000-pound Confederate rock to the site of the September 1864 Battle of Centralia. The rock has sat in front of the courthouse since 1975, when controversy forced it from the University of Missouri campus. It drew renewed attention after the June 17 shootings that killed 9 people at Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. The accused gunman was seen in online photos with the Confederate battle flag. Two Republican state lawmakers plan to investigate Missouri's only abortion facility after anti-abortion activists released an undercover video showing Planned Parenthood's national medical director discussing the disposition of parts from aborted fetuses. The video released Tuesday shows Planned Parenthood's senior director of medical services discussing procedures for providing fetal body parts to researchers. Planned Parenthood says it legally helps women who want to make not-for-profit donations of their fetuses' organs for scientific research. Missouri Representatives Andrew Koenig and Diane Franklin say they'll coordinate a joint investigation into whether the Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Louis sold aborted fetuses for profit. Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region in southwest Missouri says the investigation is moot because none of its Missouri facilities participate in the fetal program. Corn and soybean farmers in the Midwest this year are likely to make far less money than they did last year, Harvest Public Media's Abby Wendell reports.
The math is pretty simple. Take the price of corn. It's much lower this year than in recent years. Multiply that by yields, which are predicted to be only so-so because of heavy rains across the Midwest. Subtract the cost of land, seed, fertilizer, and chemicals, which remain stubbornly high, and the result is sobering. This year, farmers in the Corn Belt, on average, could earn one-tenth of what they made in 2014. For a mid-sized farm in Illinois, that means making less than $10,000. Gary Schnitke is an economist at the University of Illinois. He says those puny profits won't even come from selling a crop, but from the other work many farmers do in addition to growing grain.
Seed sales, chemical applications, performing harvesting, combining, planting, or tillage operations for another individual. That income's going to be significant this year.
Schnicki says most farmers have the assets and savings to weather this year's storm, but folks who are just starting out could lose money. Abby Wendell, Harvest Public Media.
Harris-Stowe State University is closer to offering graduate degrees for the first time ever after Governor Jay Nixon signed a bill removing restrictions that prevented the St. Louis-based, historically black university from conferring advanced degrees. The university must now get approval from its accrediting agency and from the state's coordinating board for higher education. I'm Bram Sablesmith, KBIA News, Columbia.